Are we live?
This is my thing I always do every episode. I ask if we're live or not. It's a whole thing. I didn't explain it to you folks. Anyway, are we live?
We are live.
Great.
We are live. Are you doing our intro as usual?
Welcome to Transpotting, the show that spots you back. That's nothing. Don't use that. Edit that out, River. I'm your co-host and executive producer, Riv, or River. I'm throwing over to Samara, who's also your co-host today.
Hey, y'all. It's Samara. Welcome in.
And we also have Eve here as a co-host. First time co-hosting on the podcast. Second time actually being on the podcast.
Eve, you're muted.
Third time being on the podcast.
It is, yes. And I'm very excited. Good time.
Welcome. Thank you for co-hosting with us. And of course, we have our delightful guests here. We've got Caramel Jules, Julie, and Amber.
Hi.
Howdy. We have two wonderful Twitch personalities with us today, streamers, and we have a VTuber, which is awesome and exciting because this is our first time having a VTuber on and joining us.
First time. How are you feeling? You feeling comfy? You feeling cozy?
I mean, yeah.
You feeling stressed?
Nah, not really.
Cool. I don't know much about how like VTubing in terms of the creation of like this wonderful, cute character you have as you works. Can you humor me and tell me a little bit about how this came to be? And I know like almost nothing about VTubing. I'm old. I'm a dinosaur.
You're younger than me. And I don't mind.
Now I feel like I'm young.
I guess you're a dinosaur too, darling.
Thanks.
So it's not sure how to start it because it's just an application with my camera detecting me and making me move with this little avatar I made, not fully by hand, but mostly by hand. I did use a little base. It was expensive. Oh, cool. It was time consuming. It was lovely. It would have cost me $300 more if I asked somebody else to do it. These things are very expensive somehow, even though behind the scenes, there's a lot of programming. There's a lot of making sure that the little eyes work, the blinking works, the mouth works, every time works, little wiggles work and whatnot. It's been on the making for like a year and a half, and I'm still improving it. It's still in the works because there's some stuff missing, but it's already so goddamn adorable. I'm in love with my own avatar. That's just how it goes. It's so adorable.
It's really cute.
She's adorable.
So it's actually tracking your movement right now, and it's okay.
Using an actual camera for it.
I wanted to ask you before we went live, but I figured it would be good content if I just asked you. You could tell everyone who doesn't know it. Like
everything is content with Riv.
Everything is content.
Perfect.
Monetize it. That's Riv's first thought. Podcast.
I like you. How can I monetize you?
So to kind of start us off then, Julie, Amber, whoever wants to go first, tell us a little bit about yourselves, like who you are and, you know.
Yeah. So we are a pair of trans lesbians who met each other through a mutual interest in like randomized games, so speedrunning randomized games or playing old games but random to make it have more content. We met a couple months ago, 3 months ago, I guess now, and have gotten on quite well since then. We've been doing a little bit of streaming together, but we have been focusing on each other recently, so been doing a little bit less of the streaming, but I've been getting really into doing some community organizing for a local community that I've joined recently, and I want to do content related to that soon within the Kingdom Hearts community. Amber, what do you do?
I just stream a lot. Honestly, that is all I do. I stream a lot. I make my own little mod for games. And whenever I'm not streaming, I'm just playing a lot of video games or trying to help my friends because they all go through a lot of stuff and I'm glad to be there for them.
Yeah.
I should get more into streaming though. I've taken a lot of time to, in fact, make sure that me and Julie over here stay as healthy as possible. So I don't have enough time to get drunk, play games, and be as chaotic and stupid as I could or should. I should. Alcohol is not, don't abuse alcohol, but being chaotic.
Yeah.
Don't abuse alcohol. No. Yes.
Don't
except
alcohol,
when you're
kids.
Doing it on streams for views. Because,
you know, like
we won't
done
talk
before.
About New Year's.
Multiple times.
If you get $10 to take two shots, take the two shots. It's $10. It's going to pay itself. Just do it. Don't worry.
just pays for itself.
Oh my God. I had some sake that $10 would not have paid for two shots the other night. My friend was very nice, generous to gift it.
What did you drink when we did a plate up stream?
Mean the keep talking?
Yeah, the keep talking one. Because plate up you're just
That was some rice vodka.
So that wasn't safe for itself either. Okay.
Gosh. I've played a little bit of keep talking and you know, doing that with alcohol just sounds absolutely terrifying.
It is.
We were better than I thought we would be.
It was wonderful. It was wonderful. We were so amazingly in sync and yet so incompetent because she was so happy triggered with every single button she saw. I was like, I'm sure this is the answer. Blows up. Like, great. Another shot. I'm so glad. A quarter of my body was gone. Thank you.
So to give a quick synopsis for those of you who don't know, so Keep Talking and Nobody Explodes, it's a game where one person has a bomb case in front of them and they have to solve these puzzles. The other person has a cheat sheet on how to solve the puzzles. So you have to communicate on how to do it. And you have a timer.
Mm-hmm.
It definitely sounds like faster. A corporate trust kind of team building game to me.
The timer gets faster anytime you make a mistake to add to the pressure. Yeah. Okay. But it's very fun.
So much fun. So, no, that's really cool. And so you kind of do a little bit of speed running. Like, what kind of games do you speed run?
Usually whatever takes my fancy. I've been getting into learning more about the Kingdom Hearts series in particular, Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2 mainly. They're very fun. They're very cool. And I played them as a kid, so I have nostalgia for them. I've also been doing a lot of Ape Escape recently, Ape Escape 3 specifically, which is a very fun game that started as a tech demo for the DualShock controllers for the PlayStation. Very gimmicky, but very cute. There's a bunch of monkeys who escaped and you have to catch them. The plot of the game very fits well into modern TikTok society, I think, actually, and brain rot culture.
Brain rot culture.
Funny.
I love that.
Brain rot culture.
Funnily enough.
Yeah, actually, the Kingdom Hearts speedrunning was kind of randomizer was kind of where I met Julie here as well. And apparently we had to do a the gimmick was we had to bet something on the run. And so I bet a interview on here.
Oh, nice. This just feels dirty all over. Is that this was a bet? Okay,
well,
great.
To be fair, I did lose. It should be Ryukin on this stream, not me, but or on this podcast.
So you never lost.
But yeah.
What do you mean you lost?
I fell, but not.
Well, if you win, that should be the prize you get, is you get to be on the show.
Yeah. Right. I can make that a running stakes. That can be how you get your new guest list.
Yeah, I'm the guest. Oh my God.
I host them weekly. So anyone in chat who wants to be on the show, you know, just join in weekly for that.
Weekly. I love it. Well, thank you for losing and being on our show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no
I really
problem,
appreciate
no problem.
That. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you want to, but you can go a little bit more into. Do you want to go a little bit more into the whole? It's called an archipelago, but do you want to go into like that? Because you are a community moderator of that, and you've done a little bit of charity work with it as well.
That's true. Yes. my bad. I did recently become a mod for Archipelago. It is a system of randomizing games that what it'll do is it'll take up to like, I think over 1,000 games, and it'll all put them together randomized. So let's say that I was playing Pokemon and you were playing Kingdom Hearts and Amber was playing Majora's Mask or something. Amber's masks could be in my game and the gym badges could be in Amber's game. And if Amber finds the item in her game, then I get it in my game and we help each other to beat the game. It's very fun. It gets very chaotic. And it's got a lot of fun ways and options. The Discord is called Archipelago. And if you join the public Discord, they'll get you set up and running with it. And I'll be around. That's where I host my weekly races.
Archipelagos are fun. Samara got me into doing them. It brings a whole, like, there's, I recently, what was the game I played last time? I did StarCraft 2.
and Star Fox 64. And just being able to hook up Star Fox was its own interesting drama, but pulling games back that I played as a kid and then having items that someone else needs in my game forcing me to do things I don't want to do, it really ramps up the challenge more than you'd expect.
The worst part sometimes is that you really don't want to do this one thing, and somehow somebody's game is locked behind this one item that you really just wish you blacklisted. Like, oh, great.
Yes. Yep.
Right. It almost makes you regret playing the game, but then you finish it and you're like, this game is fun. I'm actually going to keep doing this. And then you're 4 hours in, you didn't finish the game, and you're like,
Yes.
Impossible.
And then charity work I did along. I'm part of a group called Cryptids That Care. We're looking to do biannual charity events. I did a charity event with the Inform organization before it was formalized last summer. But this last winter, we did a charity drive event and we ended up raising, I think, $850 for charity. $758 for charity. Amber, keep me honest. And that money all went towards the North American AIDS Foundation, or Research for Cure for AIDS Foundation.
Very cool.
Oh, wow.
That's amazing.
That's so awesome.
That's awesome.
Yep. And that was really fun.
Extremely.
I didn't get to participate as much as I wanted to because I was in my hometown and away from my computer, but I had a good time. And I'm glad we were so successful as a team.
You're co-hosting with me sometimes, so I discount.
Yeah.
Plus you helped raise the money anyways. So yeah.
Did you? Yeah, all effort counts in charity, for sure.
Nice. Oh, we got to get on top of that.
What, a charity stream?
Making us look bad over here. Yeah, we should probably figure out some kind of charity situation as well.
I'm down to do a charity stream.
Yeah.
Honestly, great motivated to
what
stream.
If we partner with a... Yeah, there we go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think, what if we were to connect with all of the other Twitch content makers that we know / have had on the show, and we could be a glorious thing. Sorry, I'm having
the gears
lofty
are
ideas.
Working.
Money.
It's happening in real time right now. It's happening. Thoughts are being created by the hamster spinning dead inside of the wheel of my brain.
I will get you into contact with the leader of the organization, or the head of the organization that we're part of as well, so that you guys can talk to him.
That would be amazing. Thank you.
And sorry, the group is Cryptids Who Care is it's all LGBTQ members, I believe. So
great.
Yeah.
That is so cool. Cool. So we'll start with Julie. Like, maybe if you want to, you know, one of the lovely things we love to do with our guests here is kind of just get a little bit of a sense of like your journey as, you know, coming out and how it's been and, you know, getting started into, you know, streaming and content creating and, you know, doing what, you know, where you're at.
Yeah. I will say that I'm 29 to get my age out there on the internet. I am 29. I'm turning 30 this year. It's rapidly approaching. It felt like it was a year away just a couple months ago. So, but I would say in middle school is whenever Minecraft Let's Plays got really popular. Captain Sparkles, the Oxcast, those types of groups. In particular, the Oxcast were a group that was like with me all the way from there until I was in college. And I'd say I always felt connected and I always felt that was something awesome that they got to do. And I'd say that's something that like made content creation something I wish I had the more of the time to do and put more of the effort into doing. As far as like my trans experience and trans journey, I grew up in a culture where that was very much not accepted and not very positively looked upon. And I didn't really have the tools to understand it till I got to college. So I realized I was trans at 20, the summer of my sophomore year of college. And then I was on HRT the fall of my sophomore year of college, or my junior year of college. I very much fast-tracked it. And I'd been out since, and I'm very happy with where I'm at. I've been working on myself a lot recently, and really my journey with my gender has always been very clear, and I've always been, since coming out, I've always just known who I was, and it's been very important for helping me on my journey through my other mental health issues that I've been dealing with.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing. Amber, do you want to share a little bit of your journey and a bit of how you got into content creation and where you're, you know, where you're at?
So back in middle school, high school, I used to watch a lot of Markiplier. Amazing dude. Super, super sweet. Amazing content creator. Eventually, that got me interested in doing YouTube. But YouTube was and still is a bit rough to get discovered in. So I started looking for Twitch because streaming looks quite fun. And eventually I discovered this one YouTuber that does racing streams. A lot of racing, does most wanted speedruns, 2004 Need for Speed game. And he grew this community that does a lot of speedruns, that does a lot of modding for old games that revives them, that does a lot of chaos streams where viewers just interact with the game and cause carnage and make everything so fun. And I kind of wanted to start that. It's going slowly, but it's happening. And that's kind of how it got me here, trying to just have a community that can cause chaos and fun and all be together, just being stupid, which is the most important thing. As for my transition, it took me until high school to even learn what a trans person was, because I wasn't really surrounded much with internet. I was surrounded by video games, but not by the internet. And in high school, second two to three years, I got to know this trans mask that taught me what a trans person is and a lot more stuff just about gender identity and sexual identity. And that's how I started having some weird self-doubts about myself. But at the same time, I kept pushing it in that, well, I'm surrounded by queer people, surely. That is pressuring me into thinking I'm, in fact, some sort of something. Those doubts kind of left when I went to a boys-only school. Not that it was boys-only, but it was coding, and there was only dudes. And I was like, I feel so, sorry, no swearing, so damn uncomfortable.
No, you can swear.
So fucking uncomfortable in these dorms. There's like 30 dudes, and I'm there, and I'm like, I can't. I just can't be here. I'm going to have an aneurysm. And so, yeah. Around 2020, COVID, started trying to discover more of myself. Couldn't because, well, COVID. So took me until 2022 when I moved out of my parents to actually start the name and gender market change, HRT and everything else. And ever since, it's been a certain fun, chaotic road to deal with. But it's been nothing but joy.
That's awesome.
Joy, chaos. I love it.
And lots of
you're
expenses.
In the right place. Oh, it's so expensive being trans. Oh my god, so fucking expensive, you guys. I don't understand
who the fuck made it like 200% more expensive for all of us. Why is everything so damn expensive?
Capitalism.
Damn.
It's the pink, blue, and white tax. That's what it is.
It's the pink, blue, and white tax.
Yeah,
I'll pay those taxes to be pretty. Fuck it. Might as well.
Fuck it.
What are you gonna do?
It's true.
Yes. JAD 42 says laser hair removal. Yeah. Why is it so, stop making it so expensive and inaccessible.
Oh my goodness.
Let insurance cover it. Oh my God.
Yeah.
It is redonkulous.
Mm-hmm.
Having to get a new wardrobe. Once again,
piercing
tattoos.
Piercing ears.
Tattoos always work their way in, don't they? It's own budget.
To look into finding a tattoo artist around here, but every single time I search, I never find anything. To avoid saying where I live, I just live in the capital. How am I not able to find a tattoo artist around here? Like, how?
Yelp.
Good luck.
I'll need it.
Yeah.
Yes. A quick shout out to the chat. Chat, if you have questions of our lovely guest or any of us co-hosts, because you know what? We're cute too. You can ask them in the chat and we will get to them if we find them to be palatable.
Bree did ask one earlier when we were talking about the mocap stuff. Bree said, does it mimic everything you do?
So it imitates anything that I allow it to imitate. So far, if I smile, it smiles at me. I have to actively program it to check my face. And if it recognizes a face expression, it does it on the avatar, whatever I command it to do. So if I close my eyes, it closes them. If I blink, it blink. open mouth, everything else. There's other specific expressions that can be made if I start pouting and whatnot. Problem is, the camera does not detect well if I have glasses, because I do in fact have glass IRL, so I have to take the glasses off for the eye tracking. And since the eyes are a big thing for detection, it doesn't detect much else. But yes, technically, face-wise, it imitates pretty much everything.
I know some of the setups that are out there are effectively like full mocap gear. Like they have wrist bracers, feet, like the full body you could do if you really wanted to get that far into it.
I mean, the application I have right now works with Vive trackers, like VR trackers. If I wanted to, I could have a headset. I could have the little hand trackers and everything else. And I could actually have the full model move. It's expensive, it's clumsy, and it means I would have two towers on each side of my bedroom, and that is a no-go. But yeah, that does exist. But it's mostly just so expensive.
Yeah, I've seen the like full body rigs that some VTubers have, and it's kind of insane how much work and signaling and everything else that goes into that.
Plus, the computer has to be good enough to process all this, because to be honest, sometimes I can open a game and now this thing, and somehow this application makes my whole computer tank, stops working, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I'm like, can't play this game, fine. It's very demanding for what it is, just pretty pixels on a screen. That's what everybody here is technically.
I mean, we're all pretty pixels on a screen.
Yeah.
I am also pretty demanding, so I can relate.
Okay. I feel that. Okay.
I've never once demanded anything, so I can't relate.
Well, sure. Yeah. Is that accurate, Amber?
No, I'm not in front of it. With love, I say that, Julie.
Always with love, right?
Joys of doing the interview with your significant other is they can call you out in the middle.
You feel,
and I always like to play that dynamic back and forth to see what happens. So,
luckily, I've never done anything wrong, so there's nothing to call out.
Luckily, you're perfect. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Amber, is that accurate?
Ma'am. Side note. You said you felt scammed bringing her because she lost. I got brought here because she dragged me here. You got double scammed.
Well, so you also lost is what I'm hearing.
No. I don't even know how to play scammed. Technically, she dragged me double here. She was scam. Like, oh, there's this amazing podcast I was invited to. I might ask this person to see if I can, if you can join. I'm like, yay. And then like 15 minutes before the podcast, I was like, wait, a camera. Oh, VTuber, does it work? Like, yes. Hey. Yeah, so... Absolute scam. Blame Julie. She lost the race.
I appreciate you being dragged here. Thank you.
Thank you for inviting.
But is it a scam? She did say it's an amazing podcast. So, you know, is it a scam?
I agree. It is fun so far. So I won't deny that.
Put that poll quote on the front page. It is fun so far. It is fun so far.
That's going to be our new review posting. Come join us. It is fun so far.
Hey.
And if it's not, please drop us a DM so we know what to fix.
Transpotting. It sure is a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It sure is a podcast.
It's like the milk toast of advertising. It's a thing.
It sure exists. It's here.
Oh my gosh.
I feel very reduced all of a sudden.
Anyway, Julie, thank you for dragging Amber along.
Of course.
And thank you for being here. Thank you for losing and being on our show, where you're the real winner. And so are all of our viewers and listeners. Let's see if we got any other stuff from the chat here. Oh, Brie was just following up saying, starting to look at the pricing of the cameras for tracking for VTubing, and wow.
Okay. Depending on the application, it's either hundreds, because lenses can also be very costly, or like me, you can just use $40 1080p 60 frames camera. It works so fine so far. It works fine so far. My English is gonna suck. I'm sorry, it is not my main language. It's just how it is.
I mean, to be fair, you don't speak your main language well either. But
ma'am.
What?
I'm noting that down. I'm noting that down. Next time I see you it's on side. It is on side.
Okay. We're keeping score here, apparently.
Uh-huh.
Somehow she's always ahead, too.
Huh?
It's called strategy.
Yeah. She wouldn't know that.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Just to let everyone know, me and Amber love each other dearly, yes. And I would never mean anything negative towards her.
Yes. And I said this, but she just finished a tabletop game with a friend, and she did win, so she does know some strategy.
Here we go. I'm looking for more questions in cat in chat. Freudian slip. There's a cat girl on the screen.
So you right, did nothing. Mention that you met like through like just the Discord server of like the gaming. So Amber, do you also do a little bit of the Archipelago things, gaming then too?
Oh yeah, no, every single time she hosts an Archipelago that is not Kingdom Hearts, I actively am the co-host. I don't know how to play Kingdom Hearts. I'm just there for the chaos and for the 30 people that are going to speak at the same time, and nobody allows people to get hints. I'm just there for the chaos. But yeah, we literally met through a sink, or one of the sinks that she does to give a safe space to play. I met through that. I messaged her. It was a lot of chaotic messaging. We got along, kept messaging, and eventually, yeah, gay, very gay.
Gay, very gay.
I mean, how else can I word it?
So how long have you two like known each other and been together? And
we started talking to one another around like mid-November of last year.
Oh wow.
And we got together on the 10th of December. So we've been dating for a month and a half, and we're U-hauling super hard. So As is both of our ways.
Yes, I'm not.
But it's working out so far for both of us.
Yep, that sounds like U-hauling, the lesbian thing to do. It's you meet a person and then U-haul.
Yeah. a bit hard.
Odd phenomena.
A bit hard to U-haul because sadly I am very far away from her, but whatever we can do, we just do it.
Yeah, sadly the U-haul boats haven't been invented yet. It's okay.
Yeah. In all time.
Yep. No, go ahead. You're the guest. You can talk over me.
No, that's disrespectful. I'm a polite lady.
Do
sometimes.
It.
So technically, right now, I was supposed to be in camera with Julie right now. I was supposed to meet up with her because we agreed to meet up. I agreed to travel to the U.S. But the U.S. is scary. And things happening lately make me spooked up. So I'm like, you know what? No go.
Absolutely. I agree with you. And to go into one of my bits is I'm fucking Canadian. So I totally understand.
She never brings it up like ever.
Just lord out
there. You're lucky you're here.
So I totally get the aversion to wanting to go to the States because of that.
I mean, I live in the States. I also get the aversion of not wanting to go to the States.
I would be fine going. The plan I have if I come by. When I come by, honestly, is to go up to Dublin and do the pre-clearance, because if I fail the pre-clearance, well, I can just go back to Ireland and go back home and be like, all right, no problems with the US. If I go directly to the US, I don't want to risk being denied and then not having many rights or anything else. Rescue us? I don't think I have enough bed.
Oh, it's on the screen for people. So that excuse for an IT dude says, I live in the States too. Please rescue us. And then... Jayad42 says, sorry if I'm butchering that, we're in the process of turning the U.S. off and back on again.
Yeah. We tried turning it on and off again.
Yeah. It usually solves the problem. Let's hope this time it does too.
I think at some point in the process, someone just dropped it and now it's just sitting there going, oh God, where am I?
I would say we need a factory reset, but I'd rather install a whole different OS, honestly, at this point.
Feels like it's doing like my last heater. Just burnt. The circuit just burnt. You just smell burns like, this doesn't work anymore. Are you okay? Just start sapping and breaking everything. Please work. I don't want to spend more money on you.
Another good, really good question about from chat. Bree Moonfire is saying, talk to us about streaming, how it's going, things you include in streaming, YouTube, and how that interaction works. And if you want to go into it, any monetary issues.
Hmm. You want to go first, Julie?
Sure. So I was into streaming, I don't know, 3 years ago, got up to affiliate, had a good following, had a decent following, was doing stuff regularly. But I got busy with life. I got a job because I was not making money streaming. And so now I've been working professionally for the last 5 years. So that's where my primary income is. I don't make money off of Twitch yet. As far as YouTube integration with Twitch and Twitch integration, my goal right now is where I'm at is I want to improve one thing about my stream every day. And I have not done that many streams since I started with that goal. So my stream is not very far along as far as looking as nice as I'd like it to be. And getting YouTube integration and all that. But currently I'm in the process of trying to get in contact with good artists and paying for some solid art for my setup.
Very cool goals indeed. Very relatable.
As far as content I would like to start making, I do want to start up an RPG that I do every day of the week at a certain week. Probably Legend of Dragoon to start because it's my favorite one from being my childhood. And then start streaming the weekly Kingdom Hearts races that I do and find other content to stream in between. But we will find something that people eventually gravitate to, and I'll do that.
You follow the demographic. Mm-hmm. You create it, and then you follow it. It's fun.
Amber, do you want to dive into that question?
Yeah. Can I hear myself?
I think something's happening on your audio. There we go. Thank you.
Well, streaming, I've been streaming for technically 3 or 4 years, but I stopped because my hardware wasn't always very good. I got a laptop with a 1050, couldn't run much, only played a lot of Terraria. Terraria and Stardew Valley didn't get very big from it. Last year, though, I managed to get affiliate, and actually, today is my affiliate birthday. Hey.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I found out that yesterday and today were going to be my affiliate birthday thing. And I was like, I should stream. And then I went to bed at midnight. So apparently I'm a very good streamer. But last year I started streaming a lot more over the year, made some money out of it. Not very stable money, but at worst, it was the 50 from Twitch that they limit you to. The most I think so far I've done is like 200, because for some reason pretty pixels and a lot of chaos brings money. It's not enough to live by, but it's fun and it's very enjoyable. I don't have a YouTube because this little issue of hearing myself makes it so I cannot edit my own videos, because I swear if I hear myself again, I will snap. Not snap something, just snap. So I don't usually do that. I do have other little places I post my shorts on just to see if I can get any traction, but it doesn't work so far. It's just for the fun of it, if there's little shorts I can do. And aside from that, there's no monetary issues, technically. There's no issues with money. The VTuber is all by myself. The camera wasn't that expensive. Should get maybe a new microphone, but I think it sounds fine, so should be fine. And I keep diverting everywhere. And as for content, I honestly, it's whatever I decide. Some days I want to do one thing, so I do one thing. Sometimes I decide to do another. There's always going to be like half a dozen or a dozen people that watch me, because I think they're just there to watch me say dumb stuff. So I could honestly play whatever I want. But usually, if I'm not doing my one speedrun of my very niche game, it's Tarkov, or it's whatever I'm playing with Julie, or it's really forgetful, Terraria, anything that goes in my mind. I need to find more things to play with Julie, because I'd be like,
Terraria's fun. I haven't played that in a hot minute. I need to get back on that one again. That's another game that can be done in Archie, correct?
New updates in 2 days. 1.4.5. Ooh. They're going to add Pal World stuff. Like the
Yes, team. Terraria is Archipelago supported.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Oh, yeah. Something I do on Archipelago also regularly outside of hosting the races is I try to, on a less regular, but some at least once a week or so, I do try to host syncs there, which are synchronized play. So everyone starts at the same time and attempts to finish around the same time as well in one session. I do host those weekly, at least weekly, for intended towards to be a space towards femmes. So, you know, ladies, non-binaries, anyone really who feels like the label or space fits them is welcome, as well as most of the time anyone is welcome. But just to create a space in that group for people. Who may not feel super comfortable around everyone, because everyone has their own stuff they're working through. And I think everyone deserves a space.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want, and those are always very very friendly and chill. So if you ever want a friendly and chill space, just look for me. Hosting events. I'm the moderator that has Julie in their name.
Don't confuse chill for not chaotic. It will still be hell. People will still get lost. It will still take 25 minutes to get this one item you need to finish your game. But it's going to be much more quiet. There's not going to be 20 voices speaking at the same time, making you wonder if you're going insane in the membrane.
It's I don't have to wonder.
Hey, finally. Oh my God. Every single time I say that, I'm expecting somebody to say insane in the brain, but nobody ever does.
You got to complete it.
You do. Maybe. God.
So a very chill chaos is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Friendly okay. chaos, you know.
The friendly kind of chaos.
Can confirm.
It's like friendly fire, but without the fire.
Yeah, archipelagos definitely do have the chaos. There is no chill. Yeah.
The longer it is, the more chaos it is. If it's later into the night, somebody's going to get irritated. And I swear to God, if somebody brings all night, somebody will snap, usually me. If somebody else, if in a group of 20 people, we have somebody that brings all night, there's a high chance I'm going to lose my brain cells by the end of it, because for some reason, the Hollow Knight players never know how to play Hollow Knight. So you're just waiting for them to learn how to play their game. It's like, I've played this for like 100 hours and I know where everything is. All right, go get this. Where is it? All right, I'll open the bottle.
There's always Hollow Knight players. There's always Hollow Knight players.
It's Hollow Knight or it's Super Metroid, but those are fine. Or it's A Link to the Past or Ocarina of Time. But it's always Hollow Knight players who are always lost somehow. They join the sync. They're like, I know how to play my game. And they're like, Mom, I'm lost. Come pick me up. I'm scared. How'd you come by? We love you, but why? Get a grip. Just want to shake them.
I love this so much.
Mom, the kids are playing Hollow Knight. Come pick me up. Yeah.
That's what it's like.
It is. It is, unfortunately.
Damn.
The craziest archie I ever did was a 4-hour overnight. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning and you're slowly turning into a zombie, which makes it even infinitely worse somehow because your brain doesn't want to function anymore. You're tired. You've been up all day. But no, you got to do this one thing because that person can't figure it out.
Fuck. I dragged her to one of the late night sinks.
I have regrets. It was like 5 a.m. by the time I got to go to bed.
Okay.
I was that person.
For context, I most probably don't share a time zone with anybody here. By the time the sync starts, the Julie's sync starts, it's 1 a.m. I always finish my syncs around 4 or 5 a.m. So I'm that person. I understand it fully when it's like 4 a.m. You're like, move, just finish your thing. My bed is calling me. Stop. Let me finish. My plushie's eyeing me. I need to stop. It's fun. God, it's 5 a.m.
What if you need to like go lie down and you put like a Furby in place of you for the camera to track the features, right? To like as like a dummy for your VTubing, and then you can just play from bed.
I mean, I could. My bed is like 3 steps away from me, but if I lay in my bed, I'm gonna pass out. So there's no way I'm gonna lay in bed and play, because
I've been in archies where people will like go off for naps then come back because they lose the energy. It does happen.
I mean, that
or... Well, there is a term in Archipelago called BK, which stands for Burger King, and the reason that whole thing started is because in the early days of Archipelago, somebody got so stuck that they said, screw this, I'm going to Burger King.
And that's where that came from.
Drove away, got Burger King, came back, and they were still stuck. That's where it came from.
Yeah, in the ladies' sinks, we call it Dairy Queen.
Ooh, I like that. Oh, I go for Dairy Queen right now.
Because I'm very clever.
You did invent that, actually. You're right.
I'm DQ'd. That sounds terrible. Okay. Oh, no.
Yeah, well.
It works, but it sounds like there's another term.
Did y'all hear about Samara? Yeah, she got DQ'd.
She got DQ'd.
Yikes.
Eventually, these streams do devolve, by the way. This is normal.
Never.
No, we're just chilling out. We're having a good time.
Chaos.
I'm sorry, but Amber, you said you're from across the sea. Do you, like, are you in Europe or?
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Our first European guest, I believe, as well, too.
Yeah. I could say the country.
If you want, as comfortable as you want. I mean,
I live in Portugal. Now that I said I lived where I lived, everybody knows I live in the fact that. You don't know where I live, though. Uh-huh. Good luck sending the pipe bomb. I live in the capital of Portugal. It's amazing. It's wonderful. Very trans friendly. Very supportive. Very expensive. Holy shit. It's hell to live here if you're not living with a work company or if you're not living with somebody else. It is expensive. It's amazing, wonderful, open, amazing food. The weather is nice. Unless it's like today or yesterday where it just rains the whole day. It never snows around here though, sadly. So that's that. I seen that in the US they've had snow for like the last week, even Julie. And I envy that because I want snow.
I really want snow. I'm terrified of the snow. You can have all of it.
I lived with snow for so long that I'm never terrified of it.
Once again, I'm fucking Canadian, so snow is...
I called it. Yeah. I knew she was going to dive right into just right into it. Julie,
mm-hmm.
Question for you, and then same question to Amber after. Do you have a game that you found the most frustrating to play on stream? And you swear you'll never do it again.
Let me think. No, my viewers...
And why is it Archipelago? Kidding.
Whenever I had a good following and viewers, all my viewers were lovely people, and they never made it frustrating to play anything, really. I probably would not go back to doing anything competitive, really, but... I mean, I don't know. I could be convinced. I would do anything. Whatever like made me and the people watching happiest, that's what I'd do. I'm really hard to irritate. But I guess anything that's going to lead to technical issues on my side, I would get very frustrated by. But I've done Pokemon Nuzlocke, like hardcore Nuzlocke on stream, and that's just spreadsheets as the stream. So I don't think there's anything that's too bad.
Spreadsheets.
Although board games, I do find it's pretty hard to do board games on stream and keep that entertaining.
I think if I played spreadsheets on stream, they would devolve into madness for me.
Tic-tac-toe out of it. That's all I would do.
My streams are already madness. That's where they start at.
Fair enough.
What was your most chaotic moment on a stream?
My most chaotic moment on a stream... Me and Amber did play that together for the holidays, and I did have a lot of fun being a total chaos goblin as her cook in the kitchen and the person intentionally ruining everything when I get the chance. Not that I'd ever intentionally ruin things. I'm just bad at the game, Amber.
Never. For a little context, the game is two-thirds or 2D. Like, it's a view from above. And the map we're playing has little conveyor belts that moves items along, so she could send an item from one spot to another. We were doing pizzas. Pizzas have a plate and a slice of pizza. Sometimes she would just send me a plate. Sometimes she would just send me a pizza. Sometimes she would just send me dough, and it would block the whole thing. And it's like, great, I need to go through the whole kitchen to give this back to you. Thank you. And she did that whenever she was bored, which was like half the time, because she was done with everything. And she was like, let me be a little chaos gremlin since I'm sick and she's going to be kind to me. No, I won't. I am, but not the point. Oh, God.
So to echo the question, what was it? Least favorite game? Most frustrating game?
So I've vindicated slightly. I speedrun one game. Very mediocre. And I mean very mediocre. Please, nobody go touch it. Unless you intend on speedrunning it. Very mediocre racing game. Does anybody remember Pimp My Ride? That show with Exhibit, where he pimps cars.
Oh, God, it's been ages.
So, for some reason...
Hey, I heard you like this, so I put this into this. Yeah, I think we all know the meme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For some reason, after the show was done, Issues, Division, the geniuses that they are, decided to make a game out of it, but not a game out of the show, racing game out of the show. It is as mediocre... tasteless, ugly as you could possibly imagine. It's a PS2 game that came out in 2008 or 2009. That is when GTA 4 came out. Just to make it clear, the game is ugly. The game doesn't run very well. It's very repetitive. But I got gifted that game back when I was a kid. And I've grown very fond of it. It's my trash. It's my little trash. Like a little raccoon, I keep it. It's mine. So I've spent... Yes. And I love it, but I hate it. Sometimes I want to punch it, but I don't because I love it. But I do some speedruns for it, which lasts like 6 hours and a half because there's no glitches, there's no exploits, there's nothing. It's just 6 hours and a half of racing. Late into the game, God. It's awful. It's genuinely, it's awful. And here's the worst part. Late into the game, the cars gain up speed. You upgrade your car, so the other cars get faster. That makes sense. To make the game competitive, other cars get faster. The fun part, quote unquote, is that the cars never actually improve. They're the first cars. They just gain stupid speed via rubber banding. So whenever you go too far ahead, they gain speed to catch up to you. Problem is that rubber band is broken and they just have like they just go 400 kilometers per hour, like 250 miles per hour. I don't know what that is. Straight from the get-go. And you can have the fastest car in the game. They're like, no, I'm faster than you. And I'm like, oh, okay. So the last like 20 races is just that. And it's just me molding and being mad because in fact, the game sucks. And why am I playing this? It's 6 hours. I've been 6 hours and a half into this game and I want to bash my head against the wall. I don't, metaphorically. And I'm like, and I finished the speedrun. I'm like, this was great. I'll wait until next year to do another one. But it's lovely. I love it. And I should do one again this year.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why I avoid playing like racing or sports games is because they eloquently have what my brother and I refer to as the fuck you mechanics.
Mm.
Good racing games don't. The streamer I watch, I'm not going to plug him because that, I don't know. The streamer I watch does Most Wanted 2004. He did speedruns for that. He had the world record for a while. And it was very fun because there was exploits. That wasn't rubber banding that would screw you over. The game was fun. It was varied. But most racing games kind of suck and they just do the I'm better than you or I have higher stats than you to catch up to you. And I was like, great. This game doesn't feel fair. And then for as much as speedrunning is something where you need to find how can I say it? Not stable, but a reliable way of doing things. When the game actively tells you, fuck you, it's kind of hard to find a reliable way of doing stuff. Yeah, kind of throws me off.
Sounds brutal.
I think the most brutal racing game, and it's not even a racing game, and I know they recently just had their year, I think they had their yearly marathon for it, was the Desert Bus.
Yeah.
That game, I don't understand the bizarre love that people have for it, and nobody streams it because there's literally nothing to watch, but people are obsessed with that game, and it's technically a racing game.
It's one of those games that if you're a big Twitch streamer or a very big YouTuber, for example, what's the YouTuber called again? Vinesauce. Did a stream of that for like 8 hours, and the only interesting thing about it was the fact that he's a big streamer that keeps everybody very much entertained. The game was boring as shit, but the Twitch stream is interesting, and the game, if he makes the game chaotic enough, it's also interesting to watch. So yeah, otherwise it's so bland. It's just 8 hours of holding the mouse, or if you're doing it in VR, just holding it slightly to the left.
And for those who don't know, Desert Bus is exactly what it says. You are driving a bus in a desert, and it's just a straight line the whole way. Old school controllers, console, because they have a little bit of drift in them, the bus will eventually drift off the road. You got to correct it, so you have to keep the bus on the road. And it's strictly a time game. That's all the thing is. And it's like, you got this weird cult following online.
I'm glad that Campaign for North Africa has a racing game equivalent.
That sounds like hell. Is there any kind of motivation for this? Is it a school bus? Is it like, are you touring?
Nope. It's just like a bus.
Empty bus.
You get no just backstory.
No. I need that backstory.
That is the story. Well, you're in the desert and you have to drive the bus.
See, I'm demisexual when it comes to video games. I need to know more about it and connect with it before I can play it.
It's like, to describe it in the best way possible, this is like dating the most bland person ever. There's nothing interesting about them.
Oh, great.
They look fine, but there's nothing visually appealing about them. You talk to them, it's the most bland thing ever. It's like, great, cool. You're bland and uninteresting, and somehow you have the most boring-ass name, dude, and I'm so glad I met you because I'll forget about you because I think I've met like five of your siblings, and if they're not your siblings, you pretty much should be because you all look the same. Thank you, guys. Like
it sounds like me pre-transition.
It's
oh my god, that's so real.
It's It's so bad when you have a bad game, when you have a shit game, you have a game that's like, damn, I hate you so much because you're so bad. It's at least charming, you know, you have something to love. When it's so bland that you're like, damn, I just wasted 4 hours on you. You are not interesting. It's like, just give me back those hours. Just give me back. Or I swear to God, I'll cry.
I'm loving this turning video games into the dating profiles. Like
it just is. It's I'll say this. It's Desert Bus. It's like most dudes when they're holding up a fish. It's just thank you.
No,
I've seen
that's
that.
Great. That is great.
I've seen that.
I just put it in place of my camera. Games. By the way, that's what the game looks like. That's it.
Yeah, it's that. It's awful. It.
I don't see a man or a fish. You lied to me.
Yeah. Your fish is not that big. And as a man, you're not that cool. So I'm going to just go back to my bedroom. It's like, fine. Not that great.
Oh my what a gosh. Journey. Hey, we're getting ready to take a little break here between episodes, a little intermission. Just a reminder to our guests that if you want to step away, do a bio break, get some snacks, get hydrated. You can do that if you want. We're also going to be here, and anything you do on camera or on audio will be used as bonus content for our paid Patreon subscribers. So keep that in mind if you leave your microphone on when you go to the bathroom.
We haven't left yet.
So no one leave it on, is what you're saying.
No, you that can. Was perfect. Okay. Yes.
That was great.
Oh, my God. Before we go, I would love to close out this segment of the episode. Julie, could you please tell us where folks can find you to watch all of your cool shit?
Yeah, twitch.tv/CaramelJules. Caramel as in caramel corn, and jewels as in J-W-E-L-S, like the gemstones. And I'm pretty sure I pronounced the first word wrong at least.
Yay, thank you.
Mainstream there, I'm going to have a schedule by the end of the year for sure. Hopefully nice. Sooner than that. So
yes.
Stay tuned for that.
We love scheduled content. Amber, can you tell our fine folks viewing and listening where they can find you to view and listen to all of your cool shit?
Twitch.tv/Novitia. It's not called Novitia. Not Novitia. I've had so many people call me Novitia, Novitia. It is Novitia. Please. I will take a shot every single time you say my name wrong. I swear to God.
Oh, no.
Don't threaten.
I definitely won't abuse that information.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
Thank you
right,
so much.
Jumping into the break.
We will see y'all next time. And by that, if you're watching the stream in like 10 minutes. If you're not, we'll see you in a week.
Okay, bye.
Wait, I didn't have the thing ready to go. Hold on. I need the outro.
Streamer fail!
I feel that.
It's fine!